have seen across the board clear consensus from all parties rejecting foreign interference in our elections. And I think that's good. I welcome that. I would like to perhaps make two additional points. One, on foreign interference, that there may be endorsements or support from entities or individuals overseas. We cannot control what other people say, fair enough, but should such endorsements or show of supports come about, I would like to suggest and call on all parties to clearly and categorically reject these endorsements. Because the fundamental principle is foreigners should not decide the outcome of our elections. This is our country, our elections. Singaporeans alone decide the outcome of our elections. Second, that there may be issues that potentially can undermine our national interest. Issues of foreign policy, where we say it's very clear, politics should stop at the water's edge and we should have a sense of unity in presenting to the world. Or issues regarding race and religion, especially when it becomes intertwined with politics. On such matters, which can undermine our national interests, I also call on all political parties to make clear their stance. So, for example, you mentioned Nordoros. If you look at what he had posted, he had said taken some very extreme positions on foreign policy. He says that America and Israel are the masterminds of terrorism. He calls for the expansion of Islamic principles at the expense of shrinking the common space that other faiths and other communities in Singapore share in our multiracial society. These are positions that will go against our national interest. If the PAP leaders were to come across people or meet and interact with people like him, and we will do so from time to time, we will make it quite clear that we do not agree and we will not be able to support his positions, and we will state that position clearly with people like that privately and also publicly. And likewise, I would encourage and call on all political parties to do the same.